Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was arrested and deported to Saudi Arabia today within hours of arriving home from exile. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Sharif was arrested after a melee in an airport lounge where he and his supporters were taken after a tense 90-minute standoff with authorities. As he awaited deportation to Jeddah, he accused the Pakistani authorities of over-dramatizing events.
Frankly, I don't know what is happening. This has never happened before, and they are dramatizing the whole issue.
Officials imposed a major clampdown before Sharif flew in from London, detaining many members of Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League party, stopping supporters from travelling to the capital and sealing off Islamabad airport. Some of Sharif's supporters clashed with police as they tried to make their way past police barricades to get to the airport to greet their leader. Five people were hurt in an exchange of fire, but protesters later dispersed. Bishop of Islamabad Rawalpindi, Anthony Theodore Lobo, said it would be difficult for Sharif and his backers to succeed against the government.
Will they come out on the streets and agitate? And how long can they sustain that? Because we've got a military government and common sense says you can't go to war against the army.
However, Sharif's supporters said they would fight the government in the courts after the Supreme Court said last month that Sharif should be able to return. Army Chief Musharraf is preparing to seek another term in presidential elections in the national and provincial assemblies sometime within the next month. Another former prime minister in exile, Benazir Bhutto, is also expected to try to come home soon. But she is in talks with President Musharraf on a power-sharing deal that the president, whose popularity has slumped since he tried to dismiss the Supreme Court chief in March, hopes will help him secure another term. I'm Philippa Hitchin.